Welcome back to Girl Meets Show, the relationships podcast for people in a relationship with TV. I'm Jordan.
I'm Taylor. We have been talking about Girls 5 Eva coming to Netflix for so long now, it feels like. And the day finally came. And so we finally got to watch season 2 and the newest season, season 3, which was made by Netflix, where the previous two seasons were Peacock. Which I will just say, I thought was really interesting because we originally actually had planned on watching this other Peacock show, Apples Never Fall or something like that, on Peacock. And then last minute, we were like, no, we want to watch Girls 5 Eva. So shame on you, Peacock, because you actually lost some watchers because we switched from a Peacock show to the new Girls 5 Eva, which would have originally been on Peacock. Does that make any sense?
It 100% makes sense. And that is so true. I didn't even think about that. We totally ditched a Peacock show for their rejected show that's now on Netflix. That is honestly poetic. You said it
perfectly.
Yeah.
You took my words and my good thought and made it a poem. So thank you.
Yeah, stitch that on a pillow. Girl Meets Show merch. That sentence is going to be it. Wow.
I love it. But before we get into how we liked seasons 2 and 3 of Girls 5 Eva, let's talk news. The biggest news that I will start us off with that I am most excited about is that Rachel Sennott, I never know how to pronounce her last name, actually, now that I'm saying it out loud.
I say Sennott. Now that I've been taking French lessons every day for 3 minutes a day, you could also say Sennott, silent T.
Okay,
but I say Sennott.
Who we love and know from Bottoms and Shiva Baby. HBO has gifted her a comedy series and she's going to write it, direct it, and be in it. And wow, I cannot wait. Because it's like about, I saw something about it being about codependent friendships, which I'm like, great, love it. Can't wait.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a reunion of the friend group or something.
Yeah.
There's just no way it's not going to be good. She's one of our modern, current day geniuses.
Yes, we stan.
Something else I know that you're very excited about is, well, maybe we'll discuss.
Don't assume.
is that the new season of Black Mirror will release in 2025 on Netflix, with 6 new episodes, one of which will be a sequel to USS Callister.
You know, that's so funny. I did not know the sequel to USS Callister. I saw the picture that was used for the announcement that I saw was from USS Callister, but I just assumed it was because it was from Black Mirror. I am very excited about that, actually.
Mm-hmm. My hesitation comes from Black Mirror has been a little meh in the last two seasons after the USS Callister season. And so I'm like, are they just trying to be like, hey, remember we did this? It was one of those things where my tongue tripped. It's like, hey, remember you guys loved this one, and remember that the good times. Let's just go back to those good times. And so, like, are they gonna like force a sequel out of it? You know, but still intrigued, still excited to watch it.
Same. It would actually kind of would be more fun if all of them were just sequels. Like, just do sequels to all of the ones that everybody loved, you know?
The greatest hits, That would be fun.
Apparently, The Bear was secretly renewed for season 4, which I thought was so interesting.
Like, what does that even mean?
I know. I'm like, well, like, it's not a secret anymore. And, like, people do that a lot where they, like, get renewed for multiple seasons at a time. Anyway, but I guess it's because they're filming season 3 and season 4 together.
Yeah, which is great news. Kind of
turning, but
yeah, I don't know what the secret. Why was it a secret? like, was it a Dumois blind item or something? And they had to reveal, like, I didn't read anything about it. I just saw the headlines and that was good enough for me, but it is making me laugh.
Same.
Secretly renewed. This was interesting. I'm bragging to Taylor because I actually watched two trailers this week for things coming out. And there's a Netflix movie called Scoop coming out that's starring Gillian Anderson, Billy Piper from I Hate Susie, love her, and Rufus Sewell, who's best known, I think, probably from The Holiday and A Knight's Tale. And it's a movie about Prince Andrew and, like, based on this, like, big controversial interview where they were really grilling him on, like, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And the trailer looked good, but it's really interesting to me because they did not talk about that in The Crown at all. So now Netflix is kind of coming for a really big, dark royal family scandal. And I thought that was very interesting that they're doing that. And it's dropping on April 5th.
And the timing is very interesting as well.
Yes.
I do not want to get into the Kate Middleton of it all. I'm actually very over it. But that's all I'm saying is that the timing of them dropping this trailer this week is very interesting. And I'm curious if that was always in the plans or if they dropped it early on purpose.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, the thing is, April 5th is just around the corner now, too.
It's true, actually.
It's kind of shocking because it still feels like winter-ish, but
spring.
Kind of spring.
First day of spring today, literally, I think. I'm glad you watched that trailer because I had not, but I like that cast and I'm very interested in that story, so we'll mm-hmm. be watching.
I was pretty disappointed that it wasn't even hinted at, really, in The Crown. So, you know, excited also.
Yeah, they definitely, they like barely ever brought up his situation.
Mm-hmm.
Some things coming to streaming that I'm excited about for other people to now see is Anyone But You will be streaming on Netflix on my birthday, April 23rd.
Wow. That I feel like those movies, I feel like, don't often go to Netflix first. That feels pretty important. And happy birthday.
Thank you. You
can listen to Tortured Poets and then watch Anyone But You.
Sounds like a perfect night to me. And then, not to go completely the other way, but Zone of Interest, Oscar award winning Zone of Interest, is going to be on Max on April 5th. And I'm excited because I feel like a lot of people didn't get to see that because it was not in theaters very long.
Mm-hmm. That was for sure, I think, the hardest one to see. So, yeah, that's great. They are making an animated Among Us series of that little video game with the little cartoons.
You know how I always remember that little game? Is that I think, like, AOC played it, like, did, like, a streaming night when she,
like,
first
for charity.
Got into office or something. And that was when I learned about that game.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. It's funny because mostly, like, I've never played it because it's kind of a game you have to have, like, six people playing and, like, all talking to each other while you're playing it. And, like, I play, like, right before I go to sleep, you know, like a one-player game. Except for when we used to visit each other's Animal Crossing islands. So I never played it. Oh, seriously. But it's just really bizarre. They're like, Randall Park as Red, Elijah Wood as Green, Ashley Johnson, who is the original voice of Ellie in The Last of Us. So that's interesting. She's like a video game actress. And she's playing Purple. Beloved characters. And Yvette Nicole Brown from Community will be playing Orange. And it's just like, is this a joke? Like, this feels like something out of 30 Rock.
Very interesting.
I don't even know if they've said where that will even be streaming. Probably won't be watching, but felt like I had to say it.
I appreciate you saying it. I had to double check and make sure this wasn't fake news because when I first saw it, it sounded like something that would be fake news because the irony is just a little funny. But apparently, Travis Kelce is going to be hosting Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, which is rebooting on Prime Video. I did see that. I think it's funny because I think a lot of people like to make fun of him for being a little bit of like a hot dum-dum. And so I think this will be interesting. I don't know. I've also like been in conversations with people about like, what's he going to do when he's like done with football? And I guess here's our answer.
Yes. Well, it is, now that we're talking about this, wasn't Aaron Rodgers a Jeopardy host for a second?
I forgot. I don't know. That sounds familiar.
So it's like these football players, they just want to host game shows, I guess. But it is funny because Travis Kelce, it kind of, it's like he should be a contestant on this to like prove that he is smarter than a fifth grader.
I feel like he has to play the game to win his hosting gig.
Yeah. But yeah, that is hilarious. It feels like some kind of like Mad Libs people made, because you are right. It's the fakest sounding news. It even sounds faker than the Among Us TV show. Let's see. The other trailer that I watched was for the new Star Wars series called The Acolyte. And this one I know we have talked about when they announced it, because there's a lot of people in it, like Amanda Stenberg, Jodie Turner Smith, Carrie Ann Moss, for all the Matrix heads out there. There's just a ton of people in there. Lee Jung Jae from Squid Game. And it's dropping on June 4th, and I still don't really know exactly, like, I don't know when this is set in the Star Wars timeline. It's like someone's hunting down the Jedi, which is kind of always the story. I don't know. I feel like I loved Andor so much, and it kind of made me not interested in more Star Wars shows, because I was like, I think I've hit the one that I like the best, and I'm not really, like, I hit my quota. I'm kind of over it. So
yeah, the Star Wars is kind of reaching Marvel territory,
which is
a bummer. And I couldn't tell from the pictures and the like screenshots I was seeing, because I was like, is this like a kid show? Because I could see it was like a lot of a little kid, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I had no context. But now I do. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, it has a vibe of adult, I think. But again, I don't know. TBD. This is one I'll wait to see what the reviews are like.
Definitely.
Because I'm kind of burned out, for sure.
I don't have any other news, so if you have any more news, go for it.
They announced that Euphoria Season 3 will begin filming within the next 2 months. Or production. They'll begin production in the next 2 months. And so I really like all the memes of, like, Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney, Hunter Schafer, Jacob Elordi, like, no one wanting to go back to work. And just being like, we have really big projects that we don't need Euphoria anymore. So yeah, it'll be interesting to track that. We've been on Euphoria Season 3 watch for a while.
It's because literally it's just every so mysterious. Week it's like, they're almost filming.
So, I mean, I did see a tweet like last week or something, so kind of funny timing, of someone saying like, Rue still owes that lady so much money.
Yeah. Will we ever find out? Guess we'll see.
Yeah. And my last piece of news is that Quinta Brunson is developing a TV show about a teenage girl coming of age, and I will be seated. I love shows about that.
Love that. Can't wait.
Yeah.
If it's on Stars, I'll watch.
And that is true love. That is a sacrifice.
Girls 5 Eva. For our top three, we are casting our own pop group. So TV characters, three TV characters that we would want to be in a pop group with us. Jordan, I'm very excited to hear your band. You really hyped it up. So I feel like I need to go first, because I think yours is going to be better than mine.
Whatever. I feel like we might have at least one of the same people, but there is one band member I really am proud of. So
I'm sure. I cannot wait. I'll go. Okay. My girl group is me, obviously. And then Mindy Chen, which is kind of cheating, but maybe not, who is Ashley Park on Emily in Paris.
Oh, I forgot what her name was. You know, I was actually this close to casting her too, but she's just so good to be in a pop group, a girl group.
She's so good, and it's such a shame she died and couldn't be in Girls Try Veva for much longer.
Seriously.
And I love that she just plays a singer in like every show she's in because she is an incredible singer. Mm-hmm. So I'd have her, and then I'd have Leighton Murray from Sex Lives of College Girls, aka Renee Rapp.
Perfect.
I imagine her character sings as much as her.
Yours is going to be a lot more talented at singing than mine. I cast mine mostly on outfits and attitude.
Well, here's how I was thinking of it. They all have style, and I do need it. Mm-hmm. I needed some powerhouse like actual musicians and singers because I don't have that. So I needed at least two of those.
They do actually check all the boxes though. They have the looks and they have
the attitude.
Like, they both have like very good attitude, stage presence for sure.
Yeah.
So it's
perfect. And then my last person is just because I watched this show literally last night. Jessie from Starstruck. She's the lead on the HBO show Starstruck. And I just think she has really cool style and would fit the vibe of our group.
It's
and
perfect.
Is really funny.
Plus, I feel like you need someone in your group that has like really curly hair.
I agree. And she's got that.
That's perfect. Wow. That is a great girl group. I have boys in mind. We went kind of like the A-Teens S Club 7 route for our pop group.
I love it.
First one I picked Elliot from Search Party.
I knew pretty much as soon as you said boys, I was like, oh, Elliot's gonna be in there, because like I'm just picturing Elliot in his
pink
too, but also the pink velour tracksuit.
I mean, every outfit, every scene is perfect for being a boy in a pop group.
Love it.
So yeah, he was a very obvious pick. And then I went just next door to Mindy on Emily in Paris, and I picked Emily herself. She lives her life walking around like she's in a pop group, truly.
It's true.
She's in a band, and it's
and she could market the hell out of that band.
Yes, we need her. She would manage everyone's socials in the whole group. And then my final member, I was so excited. I felt I almost like crashed my car thinking about him, because I was like, okay, I need someone with like a lot of confidence, a lot of swagger. And I thought of Smash Williams from Friday Night Lights.
Yes, he's perfect.
I just feel like, you know, I feel like he raps. He like does some rapping at one of the pep rallies or something, and so it's he can sing probably, but also like will be one of the all the groups have like a rap break that have guys in them, you know. So
I'm loving thinking about Elliot and Smash being friends.
In this world, they are, and Smash is not homophobic. I actually don't remember if he has any homophobic scenes in Friday Night Lights, but you can't, I mean, Texas and like the aughts, you know, it's a scary place.
Yeah, you never know. Okay, love it. I would see you. I would see your group immediately.
I feel like we would open up for your group.
Wasn't A-Teens your first concert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, A-Teens, Baha Men, and Element.
Amazing. Iconic.
Just pure pop perfection. Thank you, Radio Disney.
Okay. On to Girls Five Eva. So we watched season 2 and season 3, but season 2 had previously already been on Peacock. We just didn't watch it. So there were 8 episodes in season 2 and then 6 new episodes in season 3. I like that this show is 30-minute episodes and such short seasons. I do feel like a lot of stuff kind of gets a little bit missed. Like, there's always times where I'm like, I don't know how they got there. But I love that it's so short that I'm like, I don't really care. Like, I don't really need, I don't really need a developed plot and storyline of like how they got from A to B to C. Because everything they say is so funny. I love every line and every scene that I don't even need that. And I just like, the show is so weirdly comforting. I can't, I don't know. I like it and just like, no, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, I love it. I was having so much fun binging both of these seasons because we were kind of like, oh, is this enough time? Like we might have to, initially we were like, let's watch this other show and then the next week we'll do Girls 5eva. But then you were like, these are so short and I have way too much FOMO. We should just do it. And it was like the easiest binge of all time. It just flew by. Like it really just makes you happy. And it really, it's also like makes me so nostalgic for 30 Rock because obviously it's another Tina Fey produced show. And so it has that, it kind of feels like it's living in that universe. Like part, and Kimmy Schmidt too. Like it's very compatible with both of those shows. If you like those, you'll love Girls 5eva. And I do actually wish, now that I'm saying that, that I wish Girls 5eva would be like the musical guest on Liz Lemon's show TGS on 30 Rock. Like that would be so
that
funny.
Would be amazing.
So maybe season 4. But yeah, I feel like it's the kind of show that you can give it the benefit of the doubt if you don't, if like the plot is going so fast that you're like, I couldn't really repeat what exactly happened back to you, but it's just so well like written and acted and it looks hilarious all the time and fun and happy that like those details I don't care. If it weren't such a good show, then maybe we would be more like nitpicking more of the plot, but totally. Like it doesn't bother me at all. I just have a blast.
I agree. And especially in season 3, I loved, there were so many cameos from some of our faves, aka John Early and also Kat Cohen. I love Kat Cohen and her episode was so good.
Okay, that episode was so perfect and it reminded me, right before we started, I was like, oh, I can't remember something that was so important that we needed to talk about from this season. And it's Ingrid Michaelson. I was like, okay, first of all, she just kind of seemed like another actor. I didn't recognize her for a while because she didn't have her glasses on. So I was like, wait, is that Ingrid? What? And it was so funny. I was like, I was really impressed with her acting, actually. Like, I thought she was so funny, and they were spoofing that. Have you seen that clip of Jessica Simpson singing with Jewel?
I haven't.
That's so funny
that that's even, like, a callback to something else.
Seriously. Like, well, that's the thing. It, like, stood alone so funnily. And then I on TV time, of course, someone in the comments posted, like, a gif of their duet, and I was dying. Like, it was so funny. There's just like that episode was the standout of the whole season for me, but I had fun.
I agree.
The whole way through.
Busy had posted a couple of times about Ingrid being on it and how that was her favorite day of shooting. So I knew immediately when she showed up, but it's cute because her and Sarah Bareilles are like friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I loved that she got to be on it. And also Richard Kind. That was
funny.
Oh
my gosh. He is like the highlight of everything he's in. I love all the jokes about how he's like, oh, I'm in everything. And it's like, well, it's true. And you're always hilarious, even though he's kind of playing that exact. I've never seen him play a different character than like this persona of himself. But he was making me laugh so hard. Oh, that reminds me too, because he reminds me of the other two, because he plays Drew Tarver's name in that again? Carrie. He plays Carrie's agent in that. And the other two, Girls 5eva is also kind of filling like a the other two hole in my heart right now too. Because it's just like,
it's true.
It's about show business, but it's so over the top and ridiculous. I think it's a lot more ridiculous than the other two, but that also just feels like it's all in the same TV universe to me too.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. I didn't really have anything else to add other than I loved all the John Hamm jokes. I loved it. I lived for it. My only thing I'm mad about is that John Hamm, they really should have gotten him to actually get an Instagram to make the jokes really sink in and be more funny.
Oh my gosh.
Because anyone knows, everyone knows that John Hamm doesn't have Instagram.
The real heads know. It's common knowledge. Everyone knows that he does not have an Instagram. Well, actually, as you were saying that, I was just like, wait, does he have, like, I don't follow him. Does he have one? That is so funny. I wish that he was in the episode too, like taking a selfie, like, or something.
It would have,
like,
been really perfect.
But I'm sure he may pop by it later. You know, he'll do anything for his best friend, Tina.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh my gosh. That's the thing. It's the type of show, just like 30 Rock, just like Kimmy Schmidt or the other two, where it's like there's so many jokes, like a joke every single second, that like you can't even remember every joke.
It's true.
There's so many jokes. It's
like a perfect show to put on while like in the background, but also like I had a hard time, like I didn't even want to be on my phone because like I feel like I'm missing so many jokes.
Totally.
So it's kind of both things, which is great.
Seriously. And like it is so quick and short that like I could go back and just start it over. And there's probably so many things that I already forgot that were hilarious. And definitely from season one, because since it was on Peacock, and that's one of my ones I don't have, like one of the only two I don't have practically. I never rewatched season one. And I bet I would probably laugh even more on a rewatch because it's that type of show to me too.
I agree. All right. Well, who's your crush of the week?
Honestly, it is really hard to pick between all the girls. But
I know.
I think I'm going to give it to Renee Elise Goldsberry. Wiki is so funny. She is hilarious.
She's mine too, actually. She was a standout this season, especially.
Yes.
Honestly, maybe it's been every season. Probably has, because I think that she was our crush for for season one.
She probably was.
But just like every line she says is delivered so flawlessly. Like her comedic timing is perfect. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She had some like good character growth this season.
100%. And she's such a great character because she can have this growth, but she doesn't become like boring and normal. She's still like this really over the top person, and it's really fun. Something I think about too is that she has a lot of similarities to Jenna Maroney on 30 Rock, but she is like a really distinct character from her. Like she's more grounded in reality than Jenna is. Because I think something, maybe one tiny complaint is that I think sometimes they try and make Sarah Bareilles' character like the Liz Lemon character, but kind of different because she's like the most normal. And I think they do a pretty good job of keeping her distinct, but you can kind of see like she's a Liz Lemon trope of the show for sure.
No, that's a really, really good point. I was kind of surprised when I realized that Tina Fey was only like a producer and not actually like a writer or anything. I thought that was interesting because I think I didn't realize that till this season and I only noticed it when like watching the intro credits. But there's probably overlap on the writers. Oh yeah, it's the same writer as Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, actually. So that makes sense.
Yeah, that does.
And her name is Meredith Scardino.
Yeah, she's the one I'm thinking of. And yeah, like scrolling through all the writers, like there's some that I know. It looks like Robert Carlock. He only wrote two Girls 5 Eva episodes, but he was like a executive producer on 30 Rock. But yeah, it's the best possible kind of overlap because I like that stuff and I like having more of it. I really hope they get a season 4. I hope Netflix is a successful place for them.
I hope so too. I think it'll be interesting that they're like, I feel like a lot of people like to binge watch stuff and like when there's a lot of content all at once, and people usually hesitate to watch a new Netflix series because there's only one season. I'm not like this, but I know that I've heard other people are like this. So I'm interested to see how well this does when they just added 3 seasons to Netflix. Like there's, I think that is fun for people.
Totally. And I feel like people will watch anything on Netflix.
The Netflix diehards or Netflix will watch anything that's pushed to them.
Literally.
That's for sure.
Like it's, I don't know. I feel like people will watch even like the worst TV shows. They're like, oh, well, I saw it, so I hit play. I'm like, what? I've never heard of this show in my life.
Yeah, that couldn't be me, but that is definitely a lot of people.
my parents will be like, oh, someone told us about this show. There's like 7 seasons of it.
Like, yes.
I literally am constantly reading all the TV news. How have I not heard of this once?
It's always wild. Always wild.
It truly is. So yeah, I feel like Netflix is like the best possible place for it to land. So
agreed.
I'm so happy for them. And my last thought, I guess, I'm proud that it seems like in season 3, they didn't try to like normal the show up for Netflix. If anything, I feel like they went harder and wilder and like were even more unhinged in some ways. So
yeah, like I didn't notice a difference because I watched season 2 and 3 in a row. Like it all flowed seamlessly and I didn't notice any sort of difference really. So I was worried that I would.
The things I'm thinking of, I won't spoil, but there's like a fox involved. And I was like, I don't know if they would have gone there in season 2, but it was very funny. So yeah, but anyway, 2 thumbs up, highly recommend if you haven't watched it already.
We loved it. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.